Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long handling everything behind the scenes. And Charlie, man, it was an eventful night last night with the opening night of free agency signing, and we saw the Pelicans get into it pretty quickly in signing veteran Kevon Looney, center. Now, I would have swore he's 30 or over. But he just turned 29 in February, I'd have lost some money on that particular part. So Kayvon's been brought in as a veteran presence at the center position. It was something I think a lot of the people that we've had on to talk about the Pelicans sort of felt would happen somewhere down the line with this basketball team, and we'll talk a lot more about that. At 5:20, we'll have on with us Joe Myers, the voice, television voice of the New Orleans Pelicans. Just signed a new deal with the Pelicans, and so Joe will join us at 5:20 to talk Pelicans, draft players, and also the addition of Kevon Looney. So I'm going to ask you, Charlie, I know you follow it pretty closely. He teams back up now with Jordan Poole, who he played with Golden State. And so interesting addition to the Pelicans lineup.
You know, and Jordan Poole was all fired up about it, too, on social media. That was kind of heartwarming to see. But Kevon Looney, to your point, Mike, played 10 years at Golden State. So when you listen to that and you're like, oh, yeah, this guy's definitely in his 30s. He has not reached 30 just yet. However, he is now currently the oldest Pelican on their roster. Rod Walker had posted that the other night, which I thought was pretty funny. But Kevon Looney is what he is at this point in his career. He's like, you know, a rotational big. I saw ESPN's Kevin Pelton, I think, gave the Pelicans a D for the signing. I don't get it. Like, it's a two-year, $16 million deal. You're paying a rotational big man $8 million per. It's a fine signing. It's not going to blow anybody away, but you added another center. You added much-needed front court depth because, as we had mentioned, after you traded away Kelly Olynyk in that deal that brought in Jordan Poole and Sadiq Bey with Washington alongside CJ McCollum going to the Wizards, you were left with Eve Misi, you were left with Carlo Mackovich, and nobody else. You draft Derek Queen, who's more of a four that can play the five in kind of small ball rotations, but now you bring in someone like Kevon Looney, who is a very hard-nosed, physical big man that will do all the dirty work for you. He sets great screens, can rebound the ball, can even put up a few points inside the paint as well. So he's someone that's going to be a rotational big for this Pelicans team, and it's not that hefty of a price either, only paying him $8 million over the next 2 years. So, I think it's a good pickup for the Pelicans, just adding depth to their front court. I don't really understand why people would be down on this pickup.
Well, listen, Charlie, you do sports talk long enough like I have. You know, they were complaining about that. Oh, David Griffin, he never makes enough moves. Now you got Joe Dumars. Oh, he's making all these moves.
Right.
Okay, you can't have it both ways. You might not like exactly where Dumars is going with this, but I think he is trying to put his stamp on this basketball team. And so you got to give him that leeway of him becoming what it was just a few months ago, kind of head of basketball operations here. and he's putting his stamp on this basketball team. And we'll see how it turns out. Again, the keto to it all. Find a way to keep Zion Williamson healthy. Because if you do that, you are a good basketball team. People don't like to hear it, don't like to be told it, but there are certain people better than others. And any profession, Zion's one of them. And you got to keep him healthy if you got a shot here. And we've seen when he is healthy how good this basketball team is.
So another thing with Kevon Looney, Mike, and I agree 100% with your point about Zion there, but Kevon Looney's availability has been elite over the past half decade, especially. Like, we're talking about the year that Golden State won his third individual championship with the Warriors in 2021-22, 82 games played, 80 games started. In 2022-2023, he's played 82 games, 70 started. This is all in the regular season. This doesn't include the playoffs, where he's played, you know, multiple different seasons of 20 or more playoff games as well on top of this. And then 2023-2024, 74 games played, 36 games started. And then last year, he was mostly used in a reserve role, which is what I'm anticipating that he'll be with the Pelicans as
exactly.
well. He's a veteran big. You got your eggs into the Eve Misi basket right now. He's probably going to be your starting center for the 2025-26 season, and Looney's going to be kind of the guy that comes in and relieves him. But the availability, 82 games played, 82 games played, 74, 76 over the last 4 years. Mike, this is a guy that has been available for the Golden State Warriors. You're hoping he can be the same thing for the Pelicans and give you 20 minutes of good center play a night for this Birds team.
Yeah, I agree with you, Charlie. He's a reserve piece here. And again, it's not all about acquiring starters. You'd like to get starters, but sometimes, you know, those guys aren't really readily available, or the money you would have to pay
right.
to bring them in. Man, you see some of this money they've been throwing around. Good gracious. That's a ton of cash there, one way or another. So I think he's a solid reserve piece and part of your rotation. That's what you brought him in for. He understands his role, and you saw the young talent of Misi last year, and that this was a guy that didn't have a lot of experience in basketball, and we'll have her on tomorrow. But Jen Hale was the first one to bring it up, even before the season, that, Mike, he's a lot more gifted than people are saying already. And we saw that throughout the season, that, okay, there's still some rough spots to be sanded down with him. But, man, he's got some talent. And talent, you can't coach. It's talent that's given from above.
And you're talking about Misi there, Mike?
Misi.
Yeah, the 21st overall pick in last year's draft ended up being a really key piece with this Pelicans front court last season. I mean, they didn't really have much else as far as the center room went. But then you just kind of look at how Dumars has kind of molded this front court. And based off of what it was last year, where you had like Daniel Tice and Misi and like maybe Jeremiah Robinson Earl. And then you kind of move to this year and you've got a year advance of Misi heading into year two with the Pelicans. You add Kevon Looney as that veteran rotational big, which, by the way, we've talked about his play on the court a little bit, about his availability on the court as well. By all accounts, like we talked with Ali Cassell about this last night, Mike, a great leader as well, someone that is going to be a great locker room piece. And you can put a little bit of a price tag on that, but that's kind of a priceless thing that you can bring into your locker room, especially when you have so many young pieces in that front court, because the third piece is now Derek Queen. So you went from what you had last year. I know that Bukru Media had that post that it was like Daniel Tice, Misi, and like Jeremiah Robinson Earl, to now you're looking at Misi in year two. You have now Kevon Looney, and you have Derek Queen as your front court. I think that's a pretty sizable upgrade, Mike.
Yeah, I'm interested to see Queen on the court because people that have covered him and have watched him have really praised him. There is that transition from college to the pro game, and then how well you handle the traveling and the extended amount of games.
Right.
That's a big part of it, too, because, man, when it gets deep into, you know, February and March and April, you haven't played this many games before, and there sometimes you see the fall off in a player. The other big story today, and it was the fact that LSU baseball again coming up with a commitment from Oregon left-hand pitcher Santiago Garcia, who was a former high school teammate of Stephen Milam, Monster Milam, so know one another real well. 30 innings pitched last year, pitched in 22 games, 40 strikeouts, 19 walks. Which tells me, Charlie, either it was a strikeout or he's on base. It was one of those type of deals. And so now it's up to Coach Nate to kind of get that sandpaper and kind of smooth out the rough spots in Garcia's game.
You know, and to Garcia's credit, Mike, if you look at basically the last month or so of his performances in Oregon, he was pretty much lights out. I mean, if you're talking about the last basically nine appearances, you know, after he had a game against UCLA where he gave up four runs in kind of mid-April, after that, there wasn't much that he was giving up at all. So I think this was a kid that his ERA after that UCLA game had ballooned all the way to above six, and then it just kept ticking down and down and down and down after every relief appearance. For the rest of the season, he ended up with a 4.2 ERA for the Oregon Ducks. And this is the third southpaw that Jay Johnson has gone and scooped up in the transfer portal. I think that's pretty fascinating. It's a lot of relief pitchers, but I know we talked with Glenn West about this yesterday, Mike, that they're very, very excited about Danny Lockenmeyer, the, you know, who was a relief pitcher in his freshman campaign for North Dakota State. We'll see what their plan is for him moving forward. That's going to be kind of interesting to watch unfold. But also Ryler Smart, and then most recently Santiago Garcia. Three different left-handed pitchers that Jay Johnson's already added from the transfer portal. There's obviously going to be some other holes and some other pickups that he's going to make pretty soon here as well. But this is the latest one. The numbers are pretty solid. 30 innings pitched with a 40 strikeouts. You'd love to see that. But as you mentioned, the 19 walks is a little bit suspect.
Yeah, and that could have well been early in the season as he's adjusting a little bit. But, man, really talented pitcher and was a highly recruited by a lot of different schools. Also kind of a little twist, and this is back-to-back days. We've seen an NFL trade, and it's a young man coming out of retirement. I say young man, he's in his 30s, but we all remember him from a few years back in the COVID year, Darren Waller, who absolutely went crazy against the Saints when they played the Las Vegas Raiders that year. He got traded from the Giants to the Miami Dolphins, and when the Dolphins dealt off Jonnu Smith, you knew something else was in the works here. They weren't going to leave that position open. They bring in Darren Waller, the veteran who had retired for a year with the Giants. They gave up a sixth-round pick, and in return, they get Darren Waller and a conditional seventh-round pick. All I know is that cat can still play. Now, again, you're going to have to handle him right. He's a unique athlete. He kind of danced to the beat of his own drummer, but man, is he gifted as a receiver, and his matchup ability. It is difficult if you're going to match up a corner because of his size, a safety and a linebacker because of his speed. And if Jonnu Smith caught 88 passes last year for the Dolphins, if Darren Waller's focused, he's going to catch more than that. For them, he's that good of a player still in his 30s.
You know, it's funny, Mike, because my first reaction was, wait, I thought he was retired. And then you see it's like a 2026 sixth round pick. It is just like a flyer that they're taking on this guy. And after trading Jonnu Smith, like you mentioned, to Pittsburgh, which happened yesterday, I mean, there was a little bit of a hole at tight end for them. So they go out and get Darren Waller, take a flyer on a guy that's still 32 years old. He's a few years removed from those great seasons that he had with the Raiders, whether that be in Oakland in 2019 or then Las Vegas in 2020, specifically that Pro Bowl year in 2020 where he was just incredible. And then there's a little bit of a decline. Obviously, the last year they played football was 2023 with the Giants. So you're wondering, you know, if he still has plenty left in the tank and that the Dolphins have confidence that he can still play football at the professional level. And it's not a very hefty price to give up.
No.
A 2026 sixth-round pick, it's kind of taking a flyer on a guy.
Yeah, you're taking a look-see. Here's the deal. When I first saw the news break, it reminded me something, and I told you this, that Bobby always says, man, when you get into the real world, it sucks because they don't pay you like they do when you play professional sports. And I think Darren Waller, he found out that part, man, nothing comes close to that. So Darren Waller now a member of the Miami Dolphins. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870. We'll have on with us Buddy Songe, longtime covering the LSU Tigers for Tiger Bait LSU. Come on with us, talk LSU baseball, also some football recruiting, which is starting to heat up, especially over the next couple of days and weeks, right here on the Big 870 WWL.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, WWL, Mike Dettay along with Charlotte Long, and on our Oakwood Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line from Tiger Bait LSU, Buddy Songy from Baton Rouge. Buddy, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. How you doing today, bud?
Happy July 1, guys. Revenue sharing is in effect now. LSU has since won a national championship in baseball, number 8. Jay Johnson never sleeps, never stops working. He's already got 5 coming in from the portal. And BK is on the clock in approximately 2 months. We'll see what that debut is going to be like at Clemson. So a lot to talk about. Always happy to be joined by you guys. Appreciate you talking on a Tuesday, Mike.
Buddy, we didn't have you on since the national championship run, and so this team was built a certain way, certainly around pitching and really good defense. You had some timely hitting when you needed it, but this is more built like the Paul Maneri teams of the past than, say, the Skip Bertman teams that we've seen that were known more for their hitting. Now, they had good pitching, too, now in those years, but just the way Jay Johnson has done this, and, you know, it's hard to say dynasty because he's only been there 4 years, but he has won 2 national championships, 2 of the last 3 years. People say, well, he got inherited a great program. Well, explain to me what happened with Smoke then. Paul Maneri won one. So You know, that's always the haters out there. Because you know why? They put it on social media and they can't hit delete fast enough about, oh, he should be out of here. You know, because they didn't agree with some of his decisions. But what Jay Johnson has done here in the last, you know, since he's been here for 4 years and winning 2 out of 3. But it's remarkable. You and I were doing this when Skip was in his heyday. And it took Skip a while to build this into what it is. And it's a new day, new era. Transfer portal, NIL, everything happening. It's a totally different world than when Skip took over.
Yeah, no doubt, Mike. I align JJ more closely to Skip Bertman, and certainly I have visions and deja vu with Nick Saban. I think Jay Johnson as a baseball coach is very similar to Nick Saban. I do think Jay's a little bit easier to work for in his staff. I think he's also a little bit happier than Nick. But, man, the attention to detail, the dotting of every I, the crossing of every T, always working, trust, communication, and Mike and Charlie getting their team to peak at the right time. Crazy scenario, folks. Not one team that was in Omaha in 2024 returned back. The SEC usually has 3 or 4, only had 2, paired up against Arkansas, which on paper I thought was the best team in the country, and winning that first game was a close one, but then winning that deciding game, the marble game, getting ready for Coastal Carolina, it was a dream come true, because if you had asked me and took me to Vegas a month ago and said, will they lift up the trophy, I probably not would have said yes. But they pushed all the right buttons. Great peaking of talent, but great coaching. Look at the defense LSU played in the back half. Look at the timely hitting. And look at the bullpen and Nate Yeske. I was a critical of Nate because he was throwing so many fastballs earlier in the year that were predictable. But, man, all of a sudden, when you got Chase Shores throwing 101 and it's moving and it's located, it's hard to question anything they did. So, just a fantastic job of peaking. And, you know, I just came from my 30-minute session with my shrink, and lo and behold, she was running late because poor Dave Van Horn took up an hour and 35 minutes of her time today.
Buddy, I'll be honest with you. When the teams that got set to go to Omaha, I'm not a big gambler, but if I would have been one, I would have put my money on Arkansas. They were so talented, and they looked to be that finally things were going to fall into place, and to have everything come apart in the ninth inning like it did against LSU was really something. And, man, hey, just think about how you'd be doing talk show if you were in Fayetteville or Little Rock during that time frame.
Mike, I got 3 messages from listeners that have been listening to me for 20 years, 30 years, and they are saying that there's some people in Little Rock, in Fayetteville, all throughout the state of Arkansas, are wondering, A, if Van Horn is ever going to win one, and B, is it time for him to retire? Now, one of the things I talked about, guys, is looking at the dugout. And I watch all the games because I can't see like I used to. And it's hot and all that other stuff going in the press box. But, man, you see such a clear picture. You got Jay Johnson, who is signals, talking, interaction. Everybody's involved, invested on the dugout. You pan to Arkansas playing LSU, and it was almost like they were a funeral home. Van Horn's biting his nails, not a lot of talk, and you could almost see the pressure. That's the one thing you got to give LSU baseball. Kyle Peterson said it beautifully. LSU baseball is wired differently. They expect to have pressure on them when they sign. They know you need to get to Omaha every year because the fan base wants it. And then 6 straight years, the SEC hosting up the trophy. And here's the great thing, guys. All 6 of those years, the SEC fan base took over. That was 85% to 90% LSU against Coastal Carolina. And, Charlie, you know, I talked about the Angels. I talked about the umpires all year. And you had a head case, Jeff Head, in one game. But all of a sudden, the good Lord delivered an angel from the clouds, as in Angel Campos. And he got crosshaired with the Coastal Carolina coach. I don't know about you guys. It probably diminished what LSU did. But, man, we'll be talking about this one. I don't think they were as good, solid man-to-man, star power as 23. But it doesn't matter. You want a natty, and that's all you worry about and talk about in coming years. But great peaking of the right time, great coaching. And LSU players from day one, when they get recruited and come here, embrace those expectations, and so does Johnson and his staff. And that's why LSU fans are so confident when they go to Omaha.
I think the Coastal Carolina coach is still yelling at reporters for the pronunciation of Shot the Clears. And look, I mean, Gary Gilmore ran a class program there for many, many years. And I follow UL baseball. I'm a UL graduate, so I follow the Sun Belt. And I'm not a fan of Kevin Schnall, the new coach at Coastal. I think he's kind of a meathead, but that's a separate story. As far as your comments about Arkansas, I just wanted to get this out there before I ask you my question. Was we talked to Todd Walker about this a couple weeks back, and he was mentioning this Arkansas team. Everything was lining up for them. They had such an elite roster top to bottom. Really didn't look like they had any weaknesses. It's just like, if they aren't going to win it this year, when is Dave Horn ever going to win one? And like, we all remember what happened with Oregon State and the drop fly ball that would have won them the national championship, I think, back in 2018. And now here they are again, just falling short in Omaha. My question for you, though, buddy, is that we're looking ahead. The MLB draft is basically about a week and a half away. I know that Keith Law recently put out his rankings. He's got Cade Anderson as the third best prospect overall. And Cade really saved his best for last, didn't he? Like, in Omaha, he has the 7 innings of one-run ball against Arkansas in that first game. And then Coastal, a complete game shutout. So combining both performances at the College World Series, 16-inning pitch, 6 hits, 1 run, 17 strikeouts. Unbelievable stuff from the Southpaw. And, you know, we talked with Jay Johnson a couple different times about this, and he's mentioned it, that if the Washington Nationals come up and they have the number one overall pick and they don't take Cade Anderson, they're making a massive mistake.
Well, Charlie, listen, it is a great story that Cade Anderson and Anthony Eiason, they combined to go 24-3. They struck out 335 batters between them and had 71 walks. Average ERA was right under 3.0 for both of them. Just phenomenal 1A and 1B. Eiason, I'm hearing, is slotted in the high 30s to early low 40s. Shea Shores is in the mid-70s now. Jared Jones will get picked. I mean, you're going to have 6 or 7 guys that get picked. There are some decisions to be made. What's Stanfield going to do in center field? Does he come back? You got a lot of other guys. Fry, I thought, was a big part of the Ethan Fry was just fantastic with timely hitting. And Mike and Charlie, this is the thing. Bobby Bowden told me, and you remember Bobby, but Mike, he told me a long time ago, the distance between the halo over your head and the noose around your neck is a short distance. And you know he called everybody boy. He said, hey, boy, you're only as good as your last win, boy. You're only as good as your last championship. And that's the great thing about Jay Johnson. This year is done and over with, and he's already got 5 coming in, 3 pitchers and 2 hitters, including Seth Dardar, who played at Holy Cross and was at Kansas State last year. So I would say this. I don't know when it will happen, but Jay Johnson's going to be making over $2 million. And by the way, you guys know who's the highest-paid coach in SEC baseball right now.
Is it Slosh with Texas? Or Vitello with Tennessee?
No, it's Tony.
Yeah, Tony V.
Tony V, $3 million a year. Corbin at Vandy, $2.5 a year. And then the guy at Florida and everybody else is right. Jay's at about 1.8. I'm going to make the prediction. Scott Woodward, one thing that he knows, Mike, is that when you've got a great one, you got to keep him happy. And I don't think Jay does this for money. But you know there's going to be a couple of teams that are going to say, hey, are you interested in talking? I expect Jay Johnson to be making 2.4, 2.5, 2.6, 2.7 in the next few years as they got to keep him locked up and happy. But he just gives you a taste of Burtman and Saban all rolled up in the jambalaya pot, and you can't ask for any better.
Yeah, buddy, I think that'll be done in the next few months. I think they want to get a new deal done with him now because I'm the sort of believer that you do something now because then the costs rise. We see this in like an NFL free agency too, when you can sign a receiver or a pass rusher at a certain level and then you wait for somebody else to set the market and then you got a match. No, I kind of got a feeling that Woodward's going to have this done and do this fairly quickly. And then kind of swinging this on another scale now to football, as July hits, we know what happens the first couple weeks of July. There's a lot of decisions being done. And, again, a verbal commitment ain't where the piece of paper is written on, which is nothing. But a lot of these young men sort of want to get this out of the way before their senior season of high school, because now with the signing date in December, man, it's a short trek from the end of the season to signing date in football. Your thoughts here, because LSU is in play here with a number of guys, 4 or 5-star recruits that they're close on and waiting on decisions between now and July 15th.
Yeah, spot on, Mike. By the way, two announcements tomorrow. A 5-star edge from Pensacola, Trenton Henderson. He's looking at Texas, Florida, and LSU, 6'5", about 230. I will say this more than once this football season. I think Kevin Peoples is the best edge rush coach in the country. Look what he got out of Braden. All the guys on the edge, I think they're going to be fantastic. They brought in a bunch of edge rushers. And then, of course, J.J. Bush is a linebacker from Alabama. LSU's in the mix. Both Henderson and Bush go down tomorrow. Isaiah Washington, a safety from Hainesville, is going down in the next couple of days. And Lamar Brown, a very talented lineman who can play offensive and defensive lineman. LSU-Texas A&M battle, that'll be coming here. I would imagine, and of course they just picked up Ellis, a corner. And you know, Mike, I used to worry about these corners because Corey likes them long and lean, but 6'2", 165, and you say, man, he needs some weight. And then I remember Greedy Williams when everybody said he was too skinny. And isn't Greedy still playing for the Browns?
Yeah, and I remember Corey Webster coming in. I bet his second number was not 7. I bet he was 169, 168 pounds when he came in from St. James. One last comment from you. I got to see both Klubnik and Nussmeier throw at the Manning Passing Academy. And, buddy, I'm telling you, man, Klubnik can really sling it. And we saw the jump in his game last year and his improvement. And I watch his mechanics. It's very smooth, over the top. He played with some young receivers last year. Now they've got a year under their belt. Man, you talk about some buildup for game one between Clemson and LSU. And think about at the end of the month of the September, you got Florida and Ole Miss.
You know, Mike, it's interesting you said that. We started to talk to about the football. One of the things that I'm telling everybody is that the defense is probably going to have to carry this team in week one and week three. I think most of the people I talk to tell you the offensive line is going to take 3 or 4 weeks to gel and find their roles. And obviously they want to go 8 or 9 or 10 deep because they've got some transfer portals coming in from Virginia Tech and Northwestern, and those guys were in the mix. You only have one returning starter. Is DJ Chester going to be back in center? Are they going to move him around? But talking about the defense, I think you're going to hear this from Brian Kelly, and we are 13 days away from SEC Media Days in Atlanta this year. BK follows up the commissioner, and I think he's going to talk about the defense and this defense giving them a lot more opportunities to be in games. Mike, you know this. Charlie, you know this. You got to stop the freaking run right up the A-gap. You got to put pressure. You got to force takeaways and turnovers. And you got to stop the deep ball over the top. And when you get in the red zone, you got to hold them to field goals instead of touchdowns. Sounds like a lot, but I'm confident Blake Baker's got a lot more talent to dial up. And talking about Kate Klubnik, I'd go back to the old days of Saban when he had a blitz package for every state in the country. I want to see LSU send the kitchen sink, but also disguise and having some older players with a little experience. You know, when you get the freshmen out there playing them the first year, you can't do a lot of disguising and tricks. You got to play vanilla. But as we all know, just like Van Horn has not won a natty, until BK and LSU wins this opening game, it's still an albatross around their neck.
I agree with you 100%. Buddy, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your time and insights, my man. Thank you so much. Happy 4th of July.
Have a great afternoon, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks so much. Buddy Songe, longtime guy with Tiger Bait LSU, been in the business now over 40 years. We'll be back, and we'll have my interview with Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson. Man, he looks a lot, throwing the football, a lot like Garrett Nussmeier. We'll hear that interview with Ty right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. I got a chance to sit down with Alabama starting quarterback Ty Simpson, his first year as a full-time starter. Boy, he's got some moccasins. You think about, man, that row that he's got to follow. And Jalen Hurts, Tua Tagovailoa, Mac Jones, Jalen Milroe, and now it's Ty Simpson. First time I saw him throw the football, Charlie, if I didn't know any better, I thought it was Garrett Nussmeier. Their delivery and follow-up is exactly the same. So we're going to go to that interview I had at the Manning Passing Academy with Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson, who LSU will face. At least he can't run the ball like Milroe can. We'll go to Ty Simpson right here and right now.
I can tell you with Ty Simpson, the starting quarterback, University of Alabama, first year as a starter. So, hey, you the guy this year.
Yeah, no, it's been a long time coming. You know, I'm looking forward to representing my university and playing for the university that I love and with the guys that I love and the people in front of that I love. So it'll be a great year.
You had a lot of guys before you all went on to the NFL, all great success. And, you know, in the world of NIL, transfer portal, did it ever kind of go into your mind, hey, I got to leave here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say that it didn't.
You know? Yeah, you always run that through.
You know, I got to go through every scenario as a quarterback especially. But, you know, there's no place that I would rather be, you know, coming in and signing. You know, I understood that I had good players in front of me, but, you know, the University of Alabama carries a huge name. You know, the teammates that I had, I couldn't see them, you know, being on another sideline. Those guys are going to be my wedding one day. And, you know, being able to play in the SEC against teams like, you know, LSU, Oklahoma, Tennessee each year is something that I want. And so, you know, I understood that I had to mature and kind of, you know, trust the process. If you asked me that 2 years ago, I'd say, you know, I don't know what's going on. But being able to understand everything now is, you know, I can't thank God enough.
You can't run the ball like Milroe. Come on, you can't do that against LSU twice. Man, Milroe, if he goes into college football Hall of Fame, you only got to use LSU film. Man, he was unreal against LSU.
Man, y'all think he was unreal against LSU. You should pull up some practice clips. that guy, I can't thank him enough for what he's done for me, but he's one of the freakish athletes I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, no question about it. What's the one or two things you really worked on in the offseason? I know you being the guy gives you confidence. You remind me a little bit of Nussmeier from a year ago.
Yeah.
And that you know you the guy now, and it's now just kind of settling in as the starter.
Yeah, it's so funny you say that. Everybody tells me that.
Oh, really? Okay.
But, you know, I think the biggest things coming into this season was just, you know, my leadership, my vocal abilities to just be the best guy I can be, and also give confidence in my new role and to my teammates. Physically, you know, I just try to be bigger, faster, and stronger. You know, I understand that I'm not going to be able to run like Jay Mill, but, you know, I got to be able to get out of there quickly. So, you know, those are two of the biggest things I really worked on.
Tell us a little bit about that. He's not a freshman receiver anymore, but with Ryan Williams. Man.
I mean, Deuce.
Deuce.
Man, that's my guy, man. I got off the phone with him last night. He just had to call me. He was like, hey, just want to call you, tell you good night. But, man, he's matured. He's grown. You know, I'm very looking forward to seeing what he can do this year. But, you know, what also helps Ryan, you know, it complements with the two other guys, you know, Isaiah Horton, who's a transfer from Miami, who I, you know from high school. And then Germ, you know, who could have gone to the NFL, who came back. So, you know, those big three, man, like there's nothing like them in the SEC. They honestly remind me of the Jerry Jeudy, Devontae Smith, and Henry Ruggs trio.
Whoa, if that's the case, then whew, you got something there. How much pressure is it, to be honest? You got to win at Alabama, and they don't want no 10-win season. They're worried about winning national championship SEC titles, and so you carry that burden. Like it or not, it's reality.
Yeah, that's what I came here. That's what I stayed here for. You know what I mean? You know, pressure's a privilege, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, I worked hard for this, and I understood, you know, when I signed up for this. And I'm just, you know, I'm glad it's here, and I'm looking forward to taking on the challenge.
Ty, best of luck to you. We wish you all the best. Other than when you play LSU, you know, you don't have to really turn it on that game.
Yeah,
you can just put it middle of the road for that one.
Yeah, hopefully after a win, we'll get some gumbo.
There you go. Hey, that's a win. It's on me then.
There we go.
Thank you, Ty.
Yes, sir.
That was Ty Simpson, who's now going to be in his – he's been there a while, but his first year as a starting quarterback at University of Alabama. A lot of expectations for the Crimson Tide in 2025. We'll be back to finish it off here on Hour Number 1 of Sports Talk right after this break. Finishing up here in Hour Number 1 of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. We come back at 5:20. The television voice of the New Orleans Pelicans, Joe Myers, will join us right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.